probably do this better than me, Stella.
If it was her iPad.
Oh, yeah?
Couldn't you?
Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. This morning I have some very special guests with me. I have the Schultzes, Matt, Carrie, and Stella. Welcome to the studio. How is everyone today?
We're good.
Good.
You're good, yes. Stella, she's warming up to me a little bit now. I see a smile on her face. Can you say hi, Stella, right in here? No, can't do it. I know, how are things going?
They're going great.
Are they?
The house is good. Loud again. And
so I would like, with this interview, is to you kind of share your story with the listeners and the community, because everybody's been on pins and needles for how long? How did this happen? Give me the story.
Okay, so back in November, Stella was pretty typical. She was still doing dance. She was still running around playing with her siblings. We really didn't suspect anything. She was, to us, just normal. And about 2 weeks before all this happened, she started complaining of a stomach ache. But funny thing is, our whole family had the stomach virus, so we passed it off as the stomach bug. And then 2 weeks later, she started with the stomach virus again, or so we thought. And for me, what made me take her actually to the hospital was the color of her skin.
Okay.
Her face was white. She had no color. And the morning it happened, I actually put her in her room because she got in trouble for pinching her sister. And she stomped all the way to her room and slammed her door.
I find that hard to believe. Right. But go ahead.
And she did. It was funny because after that, I hadn't laid eyes on her the rest of the day because her dad took her to her grandma's house.
Okay.
And when they got back, the first time I laid eyes on her, I told Matt, I'm taking her to the hospital.
Yeah.
She still had a stomach, complaints of stomach pain, didn't want to eat, and she just didn't look right. It was a mother's intuition type thing. She didn't look right. So I took her, and we're grateful for the hospital in Jerseyville because I feel like could have maybe passed it off as
something.
Yeah, because we were not thinking it was much, but they did a CT scan and the doctor said, there's a shadow that I'm not sure what it is on her heart. He said, I'm going to get you an ambulance to Children's. Do me a favor, when she's discharged, I want to see the discharge summary, which we kind of laugh about that now. So they were getting us an ambulance. They said it'd be a few hours. I left to go get something to eat. Nobody was really, there was no rush to it. And then Stella had a little episode after she went to the bathroom and she went unresponsive. So things got urgent at that point. They got us a helicopter and we were sent over to Children's, where we found out it was her heart.
And how long did it take to find that news out?
Probably within the hour of getting there.
Really?
Yeah. I remember sitting in this small, dark room and they were doing an echo on her heart, and I didn't know what I was looking at. I'm just watching the doctors just get really quiet. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they put us up on the 7th floor, which is the heart center and the ICU. And at that point, I still didn't really quite understand.
Uh-huh.
And interesting thing about the rooms at Children's, they're all numbered based on severity.
Yes.
And we were put in room 2. I found that out much later, that they kind of keep the sicker kids on these certain rooms.
So were the lower the number?
Yeah, lower the number, the sicker the kids. And we were in room 2 and still
did
that,
you know that?
At
that
not, time? Nope, I'm sure didn't.
Okay.
No. So things kind of just went really fast from there.
Really?
Yeah.
So how long did it take for them to figure it out that she needed a new heart? What was the timeline?
So let's see, we got there the 25th. She was intubated within 24 hours. And I don't have my notes right in front of me, but maybe within a day or two after
day
that,
or two,
they put her on ECMO. And then I think within the week, we knew she was going to need transplanted. So for us to go from here we've got this healthy, typical child to,
sure,
to her fighting for her life, and now she needs a heart transplant. Because, well, they weren't even talking about transplant at that point, because they
thought they could fix it.
Well, and they wanted to get her off ECMO.
Oh, okay.
So even getting off ECMO is risky, because it's the highest form of life support, and a lot of kids don't even come off of it.
So then, after a few days, did you go home, or did you, what happened?
Matt and I didn't leave the hospital.
No. Just waited with her,
yeah,
waiting for, yeah, a final diagnosis,
yeah,
of,
yeah, so
what
she,
was going to take place?
Mm-hmm. So she was put on ECMO for a total of 12 and a half days. And what they do is they do a clamp trial, and they will clamp the cannulas to see what her heart is actually doing on its own. Her first clamp trial, she failed it because, like I said, some kids don't ever come off ECMO. It's the last resort.
Okay.
So I want to say I read that there was 47% chance that she would even make it off ECMO. So after
that...
Can
you explain what ECMO is?
Sure. So Stella's heart, her problem was her heart wasn't squeezing. So what ECMO does is it pulls the blood from her body, circulates it so that, and does all the pumping so that her heart has a chance to rest, and her, that way her heart and her lungs can like heal and rest while the machine is actually doing the work.
Well, we know you were in the hospital waiting, mm-hmm, for a heart for how long?
254 days is, well,
she,
yeah.
Then she stayed on the ECMO machine the whole time?
So after, ECMO is more of a critical state, so
okay,
they took her off ECMO when she was stable, and after that, they put her on a VAD, which is a ventricular device, and it was a machine that she could, it was a bridge to transplant, so she could live off of the VAD machine. It was portable, she could get up in rehab, she could walk, she could be as typical as possible
and
with the VAD.
She could actually bring it with her?
Yeah. Yeah. We had to remain inpatient because you can't be outpatient with a VAD. Some countries they do outpatient, but she did well with her VAD placement. They had to go in and put cannulas in her heart, and they were attached to this machine, and she called it her heart helper.
Oh.
So she basically got to move off ICU and transitioned into TCU and got better from there.
Yeah.
Her VAD supported her well. She started playing again. She started being herself. She was running around the unit. She was getting in trouble for going too fast.
Well, I was going to ask you, what was it like living at the hospital for 254 days?
It was
good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you felt safe, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. We managed it well. Luckily, him and I rotated so that we were only there a maximum of 3 days at a time. So he would do two, I would do two, and we would just rotate. And that was actually nice because the beeping got to us, the noise got to us. There was just a lot of things.
I mean, how do you cope with the fact that all of a sudden you get this thrown? This happens, right? But you have your regular life going on,
yeah,
and you have other children,
yeah,
and other duties and everything. That has to be tough.
Honestly, we just didn't have a choice. We were,
yeah,
in survival mode.
I see.
You know, we were just trying to live day by day. They gave us a 4 to 6 month time frame for a donor,
uh-huh,
and we ended up waiting a lot longer than that. Stella was actually the only... There was only five other children who have ever waited longer than her.
Really?
Yeah. So
was there a reason?
It could have been a combination of her age and blood type.
Okay.
It's just hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, I always say it's the Lord who's going to decide when her heart comes. So it really isn't up to the doctors when it comes.
I'll ask you this. So the word is out throughout the whole United States that, or where, that they're looking for a heart for Stella, that something will match up.
Sure.
Is that true?
So there's a parameter when you're put on a transplant list. So luckily we're in the Midwest, whereas, you know, people on the East Coast, West Coast, their parameter is smaller. So the fact that we're in the Midwest, we we have a little bit more chance to have a appropriate donor. But it depends on blood type and distance, because I think it was 4 hours is as far.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Yeah. So yeah. You had to stay within a distance.
Yeah.
Because the yeah. heart had to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And then shipped.
Yeah. So basically, this is pretty graphic, but basically they had Stella opened on a bypass machine.
Uh-huh.
And her body was there ready to receive the donor way before the donor even reached the hospital. So they prep her body hours before and they remove.
How did they get the heart here? How did they do that? By plane?
Airplane.
Helicopter?
Yep. They Children's has their own airplane and pilot.
Really?
Yep. Yep. So they went out and retrieved it. We don't know where it's from. We don't know anything about the donor.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Did you have? Yeah, I know you had some support from family and community. Tell us a little bit about that, about the community support, family support.
It was
friends.
Actually, the support that we had was actually really surreal to me, anyway.
It was.
Yeah, because everybody really actually cared about, you know, her prognosis and her anything I would post. They would just love seeing, you know, what her day was like, and it was just really nice knowing that we had so many people behind us.
Yeah. How about in the hospital? Were the people really nice and take care of you?
They were wonderful, yeah.
Were they?
Stella was pretty spoiled.
Was she?
She was. Yeah.
Very spoiled.
Yeah.
And
we all, yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Stella, she needed to be spoiled.
She was very spoiled. And Matt and I tried to maintain a certain level of parenting, and that was a challenge for us, because how do you parent a child who needs a new heart?
I know.
How do you put and we just had to, between him and I, we just had to set boundaries with her and make sure that we're still mom and dad, and you know, no means no. We still had to put her in time out. Sometimes we had to leave the room.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah, we did too. And actually it was really helpful for her, because one of the doctors made comment, you know, we tend to make them brats here. She's like, we tend to make them spoiled here, but there's so many things that you just want to do for them and give them because they're in that situation. But really the best route was to continue parenting her.
Uh-huh. Having a little discipline
yeah.
for herself.
Yeah. Yep. She's still got her iPad taken away. She's still got...
Yeah,
well, what would she?
Second.
What could she possibly do that could get her in trouble?
Stella, was there anything that she did in the hospital that was bad?
No, she says no.
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 Sometimes she would maybe get sassy with the nurses, but she was actually really good though. But we still had to parent her.
Her second day in ICU after getting her new heart, I took her iPad away. So.
Could you?
Yeah, it happens.
Could you? Well, yeah, everything worked out.
Yeah.
That's great. Could you touch on a little bit about, I know you have your spiritual, your faith.
Yeah.
How did that help you through this whole thing?
I couldn't have. I don't know how people walk through this and not have the Lord by their side, because there's so many times that I'd be in the room with her or I'd have to leave the room because things were just so heavy, when the Lord would put scriptures on my heart, or the Lord would just like fill the room with His Holy Spirit. It was very, very, very evident of His presence there. And I don't know how people walk that without knowing the Lord. It'd be really, really hard to do with on your own.
Yes. How was coming home? How was that? 254 days, and you finally get to bring little Stella home. Can you kind of share that experience?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. Stella walked out of the hospital. Actually, Daddy carried her the majority of the way, but it was amazing. We had smiles on our face. Matt hit the parking lot guardrail and knocked the mirror off of the vehicle, and we just smiled and laughed. Like, there's just things that don't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he wrecked. Mm-hmm. Wrecked the Suburban, and it just doesn't matter anymore. Stuff like that. Yeah.
In reality, it was just a mirror, so.
Yeah.
Did you have anybody waiting for you when you got home?
our neighborhood did a little parade for us. It was so nice. It was so nice just seeing the support and the love and everybody waving at her. And it was just really cool.
I know something like this is, and I know you probably have insurance, but even insurance can't cover everything. Did you have some fundraisers going on, or do you have some fundraisers going on?
Yeah, the community has been amazing because they've just one after another started fundraising for us, and we just feel very humbled by it. There's been lemonade stands, there's been concerts, there's been auction. I'm probably forgetting a couple.
Coffees, donations, just out of the blue, just yeah, everything.
It's been super.
Yeah, so a big thumbs up for.
Yeah, the community has been amazing.
Yeah, how about even beyond the community? I mean, beyond Jerseyville,
right? Yeah,
if you had any.
We've had cards from California, Michigan,
Germany.
Germany. Yesterday, somebody from Indiana sent Stella a dress. Just the gifts that she gets, it's just really, really sweet that people have loved on her so much.
Yes,
it's really, really sweet.
Well, it's a great story with a good ending, a happy ending for sure. And I'm sure she's got some things she's got to do and et cetera. Like what now is you have to watch everything or she's on a special diet?
Yeah. So now she has clinic appointments once a week. That'll eventually dwindle down. She has cardiac cath done once a month, and that'll eventually dwindle down to yearly. So a lot of doctor's appointments and checkups. She takes medication every day, about 12 pills a day. She swallows them on her own. She's doing great with medicines. She's immune compromised, which basically means that her body looks at her heart as a foreign object. So,
I see.
Yeah, so she's on a high dose of medicine to keep her body from rejecting that heart. So especially for the first 3 months, we want to keep her somewhat isolated. Her transplant team wants her to be as normal as possible, but they don't want to put her in a bubble. But Dad and I kind of do a little bit.
Yeah. Will she go to school?
She will.
Or homeschool?
She was actually supposed to go to kindergarten this year, so we're going to do another year of preschool, and we'll just kind of just do it at our own pace. We're not in a hurry to put her in full time.
Sure.
If she wants to go, she can go. We'll eventually get back into normal life, but right now we're just kind of letting her lead the way, and whatever she wants to do, we'll follow her lead.
Mm-hmm. Now you have some other children.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those? What are the other children you have?
At home we have a 20-year-old. His name's Dayton, and then we have Jackson, who's 18, and then we have Mabry, who's 15, Keegan, who's 13, and Scarlett, who's almost 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got a house full. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And Stella's the baby.
Stella's the baby. Yes. Yep.
Well, Matt, would you like to say anything to anybody, any place, anywhere?
Just thank you to the entire community and everyone who's thought about, prayed for, and just for our family and Stella. It's been overwhelming, but a good overwhelming. If that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. That's the one great thing about living here in our community. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to live.
It is.
Great place.
Great place to live and work. And
I hear that all the time, you know. So, Stella, I'll let you go. Stella, I'll let you go, but you got to do one thing for me. I need you to sing one song. Craig over there, he said, I want to hear Stella sing a song. Can you sing one song for me? What's a good song? What's a good song that you like? You got one?
I love you.
Oh, how about, do you love your mom?
Can you just say it so we can go? No. In the hospital, this was when she was still in ICU. A team of doctors came in and they were going to assess her brain because they thought she had some strokes.
Okay.
And they were doing a test on her to see if she had neurological deficits. And I said, Stella, because she was being unresponsive and she was just being quiet and closing her eyes. And I said, Stella, give them a thumbs up and then they'll leave you alone. And sure enough, she gives them a thumbs up and everybody just starts laughing. And that was enough for their assessment.
Yep, she's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Matt, Carrie, Stella, Anything we can do at the station, we'd be glad to help. And
we appreciate the support and the love from everybody. It's been amazing.
Well, I think we'll probably wrap this interview up. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.